The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There's an old proverb, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And that's kind of the thinking of the prophet Ahaz this morning. The Assyrians, he can see, he can trust, he knows of their power, and then there's this promise from God that seems all too impossible. And he even tries to make it look good. When the prophet Isaiah speaks to him, he says, well, I'm not going to tempt you, God. It's really because he doesn't like what God is saying. Trust in what you cannot see. Even though things look really bad, trust in me because my promise lasts forever. Both Ahaz and the Virgin Mary are presented with an impossible thing to believe. Ahaz, that if he forsakes his military alliances and trusts in God, everything will work out. The Blessed Mother, that if she says yes to God, she will bear the Son of God. Do we believe in impossible things? Or do we take the shortcut and decide that we're going to cling to what we can see, touch, observe? For example, do we present ourselves as people who trust in God? Well, certainly on some level we do, because we're here. This is a countercultural decision that we're not going to be concerned about wealth or prestige or fame. So in a way, we've done this. We've made some promise. But how many of us, at least I know I do, cling to things that are visible, but not always of God? I think the sin of our age is the presentation of an image. The sin of our age is to show ourselves in always the best possible light. The happiest picture on Facebook or Instagram. The perfect grade that shows how smart we are. Trusting in the political process, because that will help us to become something wonderful. An image. And sometimes, even like Ahaz, to look on the outside that the image of who we are is okay and is enough. That if we look like a person that prays, if we seem like a person that listens to God, then in fact, that's enough. But the Blessed Mother shows us that it isn't enough. Look carefully at what happens. This is an impossible thing, but she doesn't disbelieve that God can do the impossible. She has questions. Who wouldn't? How is this possible? How can this be? But she always remains in dialogue with the spiritual. She's always in conversation with God, and more importantly, she listens to what God has to say. It's interesting that Zechariah, who questions, is struck mute. The Blessed Mother, who questions, is held up as an example. Why is that? Perhaps it is precisely the attitude we see in her questions, that she doesn't think of this as being somehow impossible, but possible. Her stance before God is one of trust, one of belief, one of faith. And because of all of that, she can say yes to God. As we think about the Lord during these final days of Advent before Christmas, let us imitate the Blessed Mother and her faith in God, not pretending, but being real because of the grace that God can give us.